Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Big Breakdown, a long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The public has largely consumed the Nancy Guthrie case as a who-took-her mystery, but another possibility hangs over the investigation. What if the public-facing narrative itself is misleading? The ransom notes may be noise, the camera tampering may have been partially performative, the offender behavior may not align with the motive people assume, and sometimes in cases like this, the most dangerous thing investigators face is not a lack of evidence, it's evidence pointing in conflicting directions at once. We were just talking about Kash Patel. We were talking about Nanos. We were talking about almost the statements that Kash has made publicly on Hannity's podcast about if they had been brought in a little bit sooner. It almost, like I said, puts other departments on notice to a certain extent of, hey, if you got something that you can't handle, you better call us so we can get in there. I guess the question I have on some of that going forward with other departments is, does speaking out like that, does that encourage other departments to call the FBI for assistance, or does that make them go, maybe we better off just handling this in-house without the extra noise and the extra chaos coming in, although be it well-intentioned with, you know, the actual investigators on the ground, you know, sometimes, I mean, it does feel like you got chaos here and you got chaos there. And if you're already, let's say there's a department that is operating in a very fruitful way, I don't know that this is, you know, if you're the person making a decision going, let me call that guy, he seems like he'll be here to help. I don't know. Does that encourage or discourage, you think, other departments should they be facing something of similar nature?
Well, it better encourage them.
Yeah.
Because what lessons from Delphi, what lessons from this case, even from Idaho, in actually a pretty positive way.
Yeah.
Right. The lesson learned there was, listen, you had 60 agents on that and stateies on it. You had everyone involved in that case. And in 5 weeks, they nabbed this guy that would have never been. I mean, he was unusual, right? He shouldn't have been on the radar. PhD student, unrelated to the victims, lived in another state, blah, blah. But they put it all together, and they put it all together quick, but they were involved on day one. And same with the state police. Moscow didn't say, oh, I think our crime scene people can handle it. I understand Moscow is smaller than Pima County, and I'm not trying to put down Pima County. I'm just saying, if you can have it all, why aren't you having it all?
Yeah.
The president was literally on television on his Air Force One talking about the Nancy Guthrie case and how they have the full breadth of resources from the FBI. If I'm a sheriff, I'm like, perfect, because I'm going to look really good when this is solved. It doesn't matter that the FBI solves it aided in solving it. That is the piece. I still say any missteps or misjudgments from us looking in by Sheriff Nanos are strictly because of ego, not because of incompetence. I don't even think he's incompetent. Mm-hmm. His ego got too big.
Yeah. I mean, the two can play hand in hand, and one can destroy the other. The ego can destroy the competence or severely stain it. Another element to this that has been discussed is because we're all keep looking at this damn thing and we're like, what's going on here? Something just doesn't make sense. And you have to, at some point, now that we're 5 minutes in, go, am I looking at this wrong? Are the blocks that I have in place in my head from my understanding of this case, is there something that's not what it appears to be? And now the discussion is kind of going to, well, are there elements of this that are staged? Is there a staged narrative? And I'm in no way going down conspiracy routes here by any means. I'm talking about whoever the perpetrator is, did they take steps to essentially lead investigators down another path? What are your thoughts on that? Is there any elements here? Is there anything you're saying that I'm not or others are not that leads you down that road in any way, shape, or form where, you know, objects here in the rear view mirror may be closer than they appear?
Well, I want to preface this by saying what I mean by staged. I think Nancy was killed someplace else? No. Do I think Nancy was, somehow brought back to the scene so her pacemaker could connect with the phone and, thus make it look like she was abducted? I really don't. Do I think the doors were kept open to show perhaps multiple people that would have entered or something like that? I do think that's possible. Mm-hmm. So I think certain things could have been partially staged. I know that there is a lot of talk out there about could she not have even been abducted? You know, that the whole thing is just a big menagerie.
Huh? What is this one? What walk me down that road.
Oh, this is an interesting one. It's interesting because it comes from somebody who is well-respected.
Okay.
And the thought process is this, is that Nancy was killed someplace else. Nancy, this whole abduction thing is a bunch of baloney. Porch guy is baloney. In other words, that's why he's, it's all just a play. And that they killed her someplace else. Obviously, they would have had to bring her back or otherwise have her blood droplets to drop on the porch. So maybe not bring her back, blood droplets on the porch. Basically, that the whole thing is staged.
For what? Why? How?
For murder. That they murdered her separately. That was the motive. The motive was murdered. And then to cover up the murder, they staged this abduction to get everybody down the road of this being an abduction when it's not. It's a cover for a murder.
Is this down the road of, because I haven't gone down a lot of roads that get kind of weedy. Is this one of those where it points at family members or something like that? Is that, or because I'm trying to understand, and I'm in no way am I blaming a family member. I do not believe that whatsoever. But I'm wondering, okay, they dropped her off that night. I mean, there's the garage door, all that stuff. I mean, there's evidence that she was home. She connected to the app and everything. Is it something in that vein where they never dropped her off or something? Is that where that goes?
I think it's certainly in the vein that it's somebody very close to the family that would have been involved. But I'm just saying that's certainly out there when you're looking at what is in the ether. It's in the ether, and it's an interesting thought. I just,
How would that play out if without a family member being involved? If she was dropped off, she was out, they were playing cards. Where would they have abducted her from that night? Am I off on that too? If this were to play out where it wouldn't involve a family member,
I think the only way for that scenario to play out is for a family member to be involved.
Okay, so that's one of the theories that are out there. Okay, yeah.
But I mean, think about this, Tony, and I will say this. It is so incongruent. This guy on the porch with his holster in his crotch, big gloves, you know, lumbering around. That's the problem with this case, is it does not comport with any other kidnapping that you would.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
And just thinking about that for a second, because this is the first time I've really absorbed that one. So like my wheels are turning on it. You would have to essentially, I don't even know how this plays out. Like what is she accidentally dies again? If she accidentally dies, why would you be doing this? So let's for a second say somebody killed her, and then we got to blame it on somebody else because we don't want to take the blame. So then what? You suddenly have all of the gear to make it look like you're going to kidnap her? Quick, let's get on our kidnapping outfit and show up on the porch so it looks like this. I mean, again, it's just like step by, like, yeah, that's why I've never gone down the road, because you do and it's like, no, it just doesn't add up. Again, you've been down this far deeper than I have. Mm-hmm. What other crazy ones are out there right now? I'm not trying to give light to them, but I'm curious as to where people's minds are going on this.
I mean, I would say that is probably the biggest one, and this is what has people wondering.
Yeah,
they believe that because nothing has been released. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, the public isn't entitled to all this information.
No.
They believe that because there's no footage, if you will, they don't have anything showing that she was dropped off. They have the garage door that goes up, this 2-minute time frame that's been disclosed where she goes in. And it's, in my view, it's totally reasonable. I mean, you know, I can't make any sense of why people don't believe. For instance, people are upset because there's an Uber driver that took her to Tommaso's and Annie's house that night. Mm-hmm. To me, that makes total sense. If I'm the one, like, we're all family, and I said, listen, I'm in the middle of making, you know, ravioli and Caesar salad and blah, blah, blah. I've got a child at home. Listen, mom, Uber over. It's $5.
Yeah.
And I bet you anything, Nancy insists on it when she goes over there. Mm-hmm. That's my thought. So people want to extrapolate. Okay, the Uber thing is weird. I personally don't find that weird at all.
I don't either. I don't either. And I think it's a matter of if you use Uber or not.
He takes her home, Tony. By himself takes her home. So if you're the mastermind behind this whole thing, you're going to be the one that becomes the last person to purportedly see her.
Yeah. I mean, none of it adds up. And again, I mean, and they've checked the family. It just doesn't, but I get you, people are trying to fill in blanks. There's responsible ways of doing it. And there's irresponsible ways of doing it. There's just some roads that just don't add up to make a whole lot of sense any way you push it.
Occam's razor. Yeah. The guy comes, he does surveillance. He apparently did surveillance on the 11th and on the 31st. He's ready to do the hit. He's not comfortable with firearms, but he wants to have a firearm there. Not because he can't get an 84-year-old to comply, but I think because he's in there doing his best impersonation of Rambo. He gets all gillied up in really what is more of a costume than what you normally see somebody in. And he doesn't even Rambo in there. He's not going in there like most home predators, invaders. No, he's comfortable. He knows he's going to get caught. I think he has somebody else because there's that two-way radio sending out the antenna. And then watch him as he looks off to the left, freeze frame that. I've got like six freeze frames where he's like, you know, to me, there's somebody over there. And then they walk around the house, possibly go in through two separate doors. They leave those doors open. They go snatch her. They don't bother to close them. And they whisk her off through the front door, which is pre-planned. The other guy is in the car. They gag her, put a hood over her face, carry her out. She's dripping blood because her skin is like crepe paper because she's on, you know, all the different medication, the blood thinners. They throw her in the trunk. And when they get to their destination, they're like, oh my gosh, she died.
Surprise.
I mean, that is the Occam's razor notion. And now they're pissed. There's no way to get any money. And they put out those two notes, not to family. They don't go there with a ransom note. If you want money, you go there with a ransom note and you leave it for likely Annie and Tommaso to find.
Yeah.
When she, you know, it's not law enforcement. Family is going to go there first. They're not going to immediately think, oh, mom didn't show up at church, her church meeting. I guess that means she's dead.
Yeah. Is there anything, and we'll wrap on this, if you were running this investigation, Jennifer, right now, what, based on what we know, what would you be doing? Where would you be taking this? Is there anything that they have right now that you would say, put this out into the public? This can only help. This can't hurt. What direction would you be going here with this?
I am so glad you asked that. First of all, number one, and I've said this before, all those flipping billboards would have Porch Guy's face on. I think they're around 25 or something like that. All of them, I would flip them. I'd have Porch Guy on them. Number two, I would run a ridiculous flyer campaign in the Tucson area. I would have, if I were in the FBI, I would say, listen, we are printing up a million of these flyers. I want them on every grocery store, every tree pole, every barbershop, every place in the Hispanic community. Everything would be in both English and in Spanish. And so I would blitzkrieg trying to figure out who Porch Guy is. That would be number one, blitzkrieg. Number two, when it comes to the DNA, as far as I know, and maybe they have finally went back, but I don't think so. They never took the doormat. I would get one of my agents and I would have ERT go there and preserve that doormat, even though it's been trampled and ruined and everything else, because you never know if there is some DNA from the perpetrator on there. I know it's too late. I know it's 3 months, but at least you try it. I would definitely grab that doormat and any other doormats, because if those doors were propped open, they likely came in through them. And people have things like mud on their shoes, hairs from their dog, a crumb from their, you know, croissant that they had that morning. I would go back and grab all of that. I still don't understand how that wasn't done. Yeah. So I would grab that. Those stick out to me as far as the DNA. I like the fact that ABC reported they're at five different labs. That's where it should be. There should be multi-labs tasked with this. And I still don't think everybody should get excited about this hair because hairs are transient.
Yeah.
But you never know. They could get lucky there. But that's, I mean, I would jump on Porch Guy. That's their best lead. And obviously, I would still be tracking that backpack. I know everybody says, oh, there's millions of them that were sold. They still originated at Walmart.
Yeah.
Still be hunting that down.
I'm surprised. I mean, I am surprised by the amount of things that and roads that could have been gone down or probably have been gone down that I guess have been, as far as we're aware in the public, have led to nowhere, that have led to nowhere with like the backpack, things of that nature. But obviously there's back channel ways of getting things without having a receipt from Walmart. But I don't know that this is someone, I don't know. I mean, my conjecture would be that I don't know if this is someone who really thought well enough to get it through a back channel way and didn't just go to Walmart and buy it. You know, as we see with so many of these cases, it's the shopping history that gets them.
Every one of those sold in that Tucson-ish area, every one. And I would put my analysts on it and I'd say, you're tracking this backpack until you figure out the end user. And you're calling them, and the end user's like, oh yeah, I got it right here. I would be doing that. That might lead to him. It's always, this is how it works behind the scenes. It really does. You take what nugget you have and you run it. And I'm sure that's what they're doing, and it's taking forever. How about the video, Tony? I would put a huge emphasis on that video. I'd take a 2-hour time frame, see where the people could get from 2:20 or 2:30, 2:29 in the morning, and do a huge radius. And I would also geofence the choke points for those. I'm sure they're doing this. They got to be doing it.
Let's hope they are. And if not, here's some instructions on what you should do.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, but it is time behind the tiller, Tony.
It is.
And you do it for years and years. You just like whatever it is, you become good at it.
And that's what I wonder about with this. And I know we've talked about it. No, me and Robin have talked about it. Robin's out, by the way, today. His daughter's getting married. He'll be back on Monday. Is the old guard? Is the fact that this case is stalling? Is this also a symptom of the fact that there are so many newer folks in here, and the old guard that you had, Robin had, so many folks had to help show the ropes, to help, you know, get you to become the old guard, eventually to work your way into that position. Are they just not there anymore? And are there too many folks that are just inexperienced? Not that there's anything wrong with not having experience, but they just don't have the extra folks with those extra reps in there that may be thinking along some of these lines for more creative ways of diving into an investigation.
I think that's for sure part of it. If you look at this one, we know that the local entity that was put on it, the local detective, had 6 months experience. So he's just a self-check. He doesn't have the amount of time. Then you look on the bureau side, and all I'm going to tell you is after 9/11, what happened was you had this huge shift from criminal, organized crime, violent crime investigators that all were forced to shift to work counterterrorism. That is not violent crime. It's not, you're really, it's more of an intelligence type role. You're trying to get informants at mosques. You're trying to make sure this country's safe from bad actors, international terrorists, right? A total complete shift to actually boots on the ground doing cases against bad, violent criminals. Now you have this new shift, right? They're trying to get back to that. They're tired that the gangs have taken over and their street crime. But now you don't have that guard that were raised under all the violent crime guys. Real retired, 2016-ish. And now you have the people that are really good at counterterrorism. I think no time behind the tiller in some of these cases. I'll give you the case in point here. Why didn't they go up on the roof to check? I told you my story about how I knew, how I learned my lesson about how you have to check roofs. Not one person had an issue and knew to check a roof. So now they know. I guarantee all those case agents would be like, let's check the roof.
Yeah. And it's, I'm not trying to say anything disparaging. It's just, you don't have the reps. You don't have the reps. You know, you gotta get them. It takes time. And that's the only thing that does is time and experience. And I believe, you know, people are trying to do their best, but when that element is missing, then it does, you don't have, you know, the full strength of what that investigation could be theoretically. Hopefully if nothing else, this gives a lot of agents some reps for other investigations that they go on. Fascinating conversation as always. Jennifer Coffendaffer, check out her podcast, Break the Case, her YouTube channel, Break the Case. She's talking about this all the time, has gone far more in depth than we just did in this 1 hour. There's hours and hours and hours of you breaking this down. So go and check that out with Jen on Break the Case. Definitely worth your time to do that. Give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. Until next time, for Jen, for Todd, and for Robin, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's move over to another case, obviously, that we continue to follow. Nancy Guthrie, and not a lot of answers at all in any of this. Had a great conversation with Coffendaffer the other day on it. That you can see on the feed. And there's so many damn questions, and we're going to go through the ones that you guys are asking. And I, right off the bat, obviously want to say we're not accusing anybody of anything here.
Definitely,
but there's a lot of questions that are out there on this, and we are not accusing the family of anything. We're not going down that road. But there is a question that a lot of people have, and I think it's a fair question to ask, because you can't just not ask questions because it makes somebody uncomfortable. So I'm just going to throw it out there because I think it deserves an answer. Yep. Why was the family cleared so quickly, and by whom? This case should be about finding Nancy's killers, not protecting any possible suspects, including family members. And I'm saying that I am not accusing any family members. I do not think that that road leads anywhere. But given the clusterfuck of the investigation that this is and the incompetence of Nanos left and right, I think it deserves a bit of an answer. And the answer that we have as of right now, in my opinion, would be, well, the clearing of the family does appear to have been done by Nanos very early on, and made the press conference of saying flat out, we cleared them, which, so I'm assuming, you know, they did their diligence. It wasn't like the next day they cleared them. They did take some time. Mm-hmm. So this, and that's important to remember. This, it did fester for a little while where they didn't come out and clear them, but they look, and right away in any investigation, you're going to be looking at your closest possible suspects, which are not necessarily suspects, but people who are closest to the individual. So if Nancy was younger and her husband was around, they'd look at her husband. You know, the people who were closest to her were her daughter and son-in-law. They take care. They were there all the time. So, of course, you're going to look there. But then eventually they check out, and it appears they checked out. And Nanos is the one who said they checked out. And so that's where the clearing comes from, to answer that question. How deep, where did they go? I don't know the answers to those questions, and I'm not saying it wasn't thorough, but that is the answer to that question. That's where the clearing came from, was from Nanos. To our understanding, if the FBI has cleared them, we're not aware of that. That's never been publicly stated.
They wouldn't have been. Yeah, so the FBI wouldn't have been involved in the clearing just because it's not their investigation. They're in a support role for this. And a support role after, 3 days? So, and I looked this up. So I am also, from the very early stages, this first thing you do in all these cases, you look, it's always relationships first. You always, anytime there's a murder, homicide, missing person, you always got to look for the people closest to them. Because I think, what's the stat on this? 96-98% of the perpetrators of these violence against other human beings is by someone in their immediate family circle or someone in their first degree of separation.
Sure.
So they're always looking close in first because that's generally where it is. That you go by law's averages. And so when they first started looking, I know all the conjecture was originally coming out on the son-in-law, mm-hmm. and the daughter's involved, whatever. And behaviorally, so I don't have facts and data or details of investigation, but I have behavioral footprints you can take a look at. And from the very early set on, I was not of the opinion ever that it was that close family, because not only does it not fit the behavior pattern of those individuals, but also it makes no logical sense. And these are not David type morons. These are actually decent people with good, decent brains. Healthy relationships is key here too, from everything we've seen, both in family, outside of family, observations, healthy relationships, because happy people don't do that horrendous things towards loved ones. It's just a rule of thumb in law enforcement. So then you can back that all up with alibis and all these things. That's how you clear people. But here's the problem Nanos created for himself in the way in which he did this. I looked this up. Full public clearance for cases such as this generally takes, usually, again, you look at law of averages, and this is why this flared up, especially with a large prominent case like this. You're always, especially with today's world, you're going to get the conspiracy theorists that are going to poke at everything you do wrong. And he is a plethora of wrong.
Yeah.
And so he cleared them 1 to 2 weeks into the investigation. It generally takes 3 to 8 weeks in most investigations to clear. Was he... Or are they accurate, I think, in the clearance? Yes. But because there's not transparency into the how, what, and how, where they cleared them, or what criteria they used and all things, not that the public would know that, but it gave material and fodder to the conspiracy theorists that it must be them, he's in on it, and all these things, because he broke the norm. You know, anytime you break the norm, then you're going to subject yourself to a lot of scrutiny. And again, in the way he communicated it, because his communication has been... I wouldn't say, I guess maybe flippant, because he will spout one thing and then contradict the other day. So he starts establishing a pattern of inconsistencies. And then if you see inconsistencies in statements here, and then you see him breaking patterns of clearances over here, then conspiracy theorists are going to say, ah, so that's what broke there, I think. Again, I think they had nothing to do with whatsoever. I have from the very get-go. But due diligence and public perception should have told him you got to wait at least 3 weeks, if not more, to publicly state and actually be able to demonstrate what we did to clear the family, especially when you have such a high-profile case where a lot of conspiracy theorists are saying it's family members. You're going to have to at least be able to back up your claim that they're cleared, even if it's not protocol to do it, with some things you did in order to. And he said they've been fully cooperative, but most people always say they're fully cooperative. And again, we never even got a full explanation. I came up with a theory about why they kept the daughter's car so long. Well, because, you know, what are they doing with the daughter's car? They're still keeping it because they're holding it as evidence. My conjecture on it is, well, if whoever's taking care of Nancy as a primary caregiver, which is the daughter and the son-in-law, anyone associated with Nancy is going to be brought to and from that house, or Nancy herself, where are they going to be brought in and out of? That car. So if there's any potential DNA, residue, hairs, follicles of anyone with 1 degree of separation of Nancy, it's probably going to be in that car. So they would hold on to it longer to get forensic data out of it, not because they're looking at the family, but because of the people who might have been in and out of that car.
Anyway. I mean, in theory, it could easily be somebody who her daughter and Tommaso knew, and they don't even suspect that could be in their orbit today. And so there's a lot of reasoning that would make sense as to why they would hold onto that car for that long. It's, in my opinion, I feel like Nanos, in his gazillion missteps, that is the entire case. This was another horrific misstep of coming out and saying that. Where granted, yes, the heat got really high on Tommaso and Annie, and it was what it was. It's horrible. I can't imagine, you know, being in that position where your mother is missing and likely dead, and now suddenly all these people think you did it, and you didn't. But the fact that he came out and didn't let it basically kind of run its cycle of, okay, do your work of clearing them and then transparently tell us how you cleared them. That would shut it down far, far greater than just, they didn't do it and you're an asshole if you say they did, because that's essentially what he did at a press conference. You're a horrible person. I forget, what was his, like, do you remember what his exact words were? It stood out, because we talked about it last week. It's like, he not only said, like, they didn't do it, but he said they didn't do it, and if you were saying that they did, it was something like, you're a despicable human. It was something of that.
Yeah, it's malicious to say.
Where it's like,
yes.
That's yeah. odd. That's an odd adage. But it felt more of like a deflection of the department's shitty work than it actually did truly try to be a deflection of them being involved. I mean, not that I think they're involved in any way, shape, or form, but it all comes back to Nanos of ego, in my opinion, you know, and control and image.
There's a simple thing in aviation that is a simple saying I've said it on the show before is no emergency takeoffs.
Yeah.
Because every emergency takeoff of an aircraft is going to guarantee an emergency landing.
Yeah.
And so, and what that means in these contexts is don't be fast to speak.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was talking about one of the reasons why this is such a beautiful, perfect weekend for me with my daughter, because there's so many opportunities where I could have opened my mouth and I didn't. And I was more of a hero because I shut up, mm-hmm. you know, and I enjoyed the moment. You can take it in, you can assess, and you can play the impact of the words forward before you open that mouth. And so that's where he failed continually throughout this. I'll never question his intent, even though, I mean, egocentric behavior and all that, which we see in lots of leaders. So he kind of falls in the norm of that. But here's where he completely continued to fail was he didn't take a pause. Take a breath before you start spouting out your mouth and playing forward. All right, if I say this, what are people's reactions going to be? What are the conspiracy theorists over here going to say? What's the reaction of family going to be? What, you know? And let's look at all the leading vocal people that are assaulting this case. What would the impact of my words before they say them? How can I tweak them? Then you engage loving critics, people that you can actually bounce ideas off of and say, hey, I was thinking of saying this. What do you think about that? What do you think to all that you did in your closed circle before you put a statement out and say something? It's like, if the intent is, I want to ensure that the family's cleared and that there's no retribution against them and the department doesn't come under higher scrutiny by which I'm doing it, the speed of which I'm doing it. What's the best way forward to do that? What can I say that can accomplish that mission and goal while at the same time placating an entire country that seems to be fixated right now on this with lots of mouthpieces, hundreds of mouthpieces that are coming in and saying, boop, 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 picking apart every single word. So, because that's where, unbelievably, his immaturity of communicating with the media has completely failed him.
Yeah. You know, for someone who likes to tout how experienced he is, and then he's also the first to say, I'm not used to people taking my words seriously.
Yeah, huh? Over 40 years of doing this.
Really?
Right.
You're not used to that. Well, that says a lot about what's going on in the last 40 years. And maybe we should take a closer look at everything you've investigated in the last 40 years if this is how you're operating and no one's checked you yet on this. Oh, wait, they have. And it's been chaos through most of your career. It's a mess. Another question on this. We go back to one that, you know, we've talked about this at various stages of this over the last 5.5 months. We're literally going on half a year since this happened now. Were the ransom notes and Bitcoin demands legitimate or hoaxes/AI generated? Why demand traceable crypto if there's never any withdrawal or follow through? Robin, your thoughts and where it's at today.
So this is one of those things that most of us are in agreement on. Money was never the intent. For profit of ransoming Nancy, that wasn't the intent. My conjecture. I don't have data and details of the investigation. Some people have more, some people have less. I'm highly skeptical that any of those notes coming in were actually legitimate ransom notes. I don't think any of them were. But that's my personal opinion based on research, based on how these things work. Because as I've said and other people have said too, if the intent was to profit from Nancy, they did a horrendous job of how to profit from doing this. This is not what, first of all, it's definitely not what people that have done this type of abduction before have ever done on the ransom notes. If they were legit, they were never, ever done this way before if the intent was to make money and profit from it. I'm not saying that the people that say they are legit, because I know Jen thinks they are legit, and it's not discounting other people's opinions. I'm personally skeptical, but I always live with the word maybe.
Yeah.
And I know they all are too. Everyone is a big maybe on this case, and we're kind of all leaning this way or this way. I'm not a believer that at least the vast majority of whatever come in was legit. Maybe the first one or two were, but if they were, so here's what they are. If they were legit, the first one or two, like much in this case, they are aberrations of what typically happens. And they are they land down in the under the 3% range of probable yes that they are legit if they were.
And I here's an observation I've made, and it's not in any way to disparage anybody that thinks that these things are legit, but I have made this observation of the folks that I do know that have that kind of land more on the we think some of them were legit at least in some way, shape, or form. They're not the most well-versed folks in AI. Not, and look, more power to them. More power to you. That you haven't gone down that rabbit hole in life yet, because once you do, you can't get out of it. And it's shocking. What AI can, I mean, it's almost, it reminds me of the first time somebody used Google, where it's like, what do you mean you can just look that up like that? You know, and we thought that was amazing in, you know, 1999.
I totally think they could have been AI generated. I've done it myself.
The same sort of shit. Like you like make this look, you've even attempted this to see what it could generate. And it knows how to speak to people. And look, people are easily influenceable without AI. If you just know how to press the buttons and you know how to speak to someone in a certain way and hit certain trigger points and you can get information out of them and then reinforce that information. It's not hard. AI's a fucking genius at it.
And here's what it can also do, because this is what I did when I was doing my research. And this, we did this a couple weeks ago. You know, researching how to use AI to create a ransom note that actually looks real with a lot of specificity. And so there's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of photos. There's a lot of knowledge about Nancy out there, even if there's not specifics that they say, well, this has never been photographed before. But here's what you do. And I grant that there's people better at it than me. You're definitely better than me. And I know there's people even better. If you plug in what typically, and you have a background of Nancy, you have a background of where she grew up, you have a background of the family dynamic, and you actually have her typical clothing selections that she typically has wear in public before. You can actually have AI create the likelihood and probability that she wears this type of thing at night, at this type of, you can actually have it do a predictive what she'd be wearing, where it would typically be, and all these things, and actually be friggin' accurate as living hell, so that when you put it into a ransom note, it looks completely legit and completely real. Because AI is predictive. When you actually have a couple data points, it's exceptionally predictive. And so that's why, no one's been publicly accessed, that actually can interrogate those things. I know the FBI has it, so maybe they have looked at this. But from us in the public that have just what's been presented to us from Harvey on TMZ, I don't believe.
Well, you have that, and then mix in a person at that moment in their life. I mean, anybody, really. I mean, obviously the family more so, but really anybody who's not an evil human being is hoping that this could be a sign that Nancy's not dead. So you have that hope that's going on there that makes you lean into, as a human being, and if you're an empathetic human being, I'll preface it at that, that you want these things to be true to a certain, as horrible as it is, there's a ransom note, it's better than nothing. And that's is something that you're going to lean into naturally, going, oh, maybe this is a sign. You're looking for the pattern. You're looking for something. And if there's a little nugget to hold on to, and I don't know what those ransom notes are. They've never put them out to the public. I've heard bits and pieces behind the scenes of what they are. And everything I've heard of bits and pieces that were behind the scenes are, in fact, if you go watch a Today Show video of them at Nancy's house, you could make up a pretty damn good ransom note. You know, you could make it. Well, see, they mentioned that she has a, and this is not part of the ransom note. I'm just throwing this out there as an example. Like, well, she has an alarm clock on the left side of her bed, and it looks like this. And oh my God, they had to know that. Well, there was a video from the Today Show, and somebody could have gleaned it. Yeah, but did they really do that? Yeah, they really could have done that. Mm-hmm. But the good naturedness is going to make you want to go, no, I doubt they did. You're going to look for it of actually having some meaning in some sort of sign and not just bullshit that somebody is using to take advantage of people with. That's how we work. And again, that's not a true example. That's not part of the ransom note. That's just an example of how this thing theoretically could have been worded to trigger someone and people to go, must be true.
Well, and people always want to hang on to hope. And even when I was doing a lot of the news broadcasts from it, I didn't say it, but every stat I had and everyone behind the scenes is I didn't think she left that house alive.
Yeah. I don't think
from the very get-go. I mean, it was, when you look at the law of averages of an abduction of someone who's 82 years old, you got blood splatter, and then you have no sign of life, likelihood of survival.
Not good.
No, we're talking was under 5%.
Yeah.
And so that was from the very get-go.
Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.